and he's our protector. And it says the devil will make the circumstances around you look bad. He'll do anything that he can to get you your mind off of the promises of God. Said, but don't let go. Keep your eyes on the word of God until it's more real inside you than anything else. If you do, you will be able to walk right across and won't be anything to stop you. So thank God for whatever's going on. You know, if it's we said praise him, give him thanks and glory, and don't get all in a pity party when things are not going. You praise God anyway, not for the bad situation, but because you know if you hold on to that word, you got the victory. You know, so we hold on. And I'm going to share this with you, and then I'll be ready to go to my seat. Being a protector, and I heard Sister Hamilton tell about the angels. Well, you know, I knew about the angels, and we have them. I pray I release those angels daily to go and pay the way to keep me in his care. And from all hurt, harm, and danger, neither let me hurt of anyone. Back in December, I think it was the third weekend. And so, anyway, when I was getting ready to leave, AJ just came in, and I told him, I said, well, I'm leaving a little early because I'm going to town before I go to church. So when I get out, I'll just come on home. So I did. And back then, you know, it was getting dark earlier than it is now. And so when I got to the bypass over here, I looked both ways. It was some traffic way down the road. And y'all, when I got in the middle of that highway, it looked like the angels just turned my face. And when I looked around, this big truck, it just looked like I was looking in the grills of that truck, y'all. And I just stomped that accelerator. When I stomped the accelerator, and I was saying, I don't know how I did it, but I did, and it was the angels. I hit that accelerator so hard, I caught a cramp in my leg. But thank God. Thank God. Oh, glory. And you know, that shook me up for a while because the devil tried to make me see my eulogy right here at Christmas. I said, oh, no, I'm saved. What's wrong with you? I said, my angels took care of me. But it was just that close, y'all. And I looked both ways, and I was afraid to mention it to AJ at first, because he'll say, I told you, you need to watch, but he didn't. He said, sometimes that's a blind spot. You just don't see it. But my angels did, and they took care of me. So in my closing, don't look at the storm. Look at God and what his words say about you, because he loves us so much. He gave his son, and he put bad for us. We got a package deal, y'all. And then he protects us. And if you don't mind, I'd just like to share this. This is Joel Osteen, 31 Promises to Speak Over Your Life. And it's today's. This is day 26. It said, I declare I will choose faith over fear. I will meditate on what is positive and what is good about my situation. I will use my energy not to worry but to believe. Fear has no part in my life. I will not dwell on negative, discouraging thoughts. My mind is set on what God says about me. I know his plan for me is for success, victory, and abundant life.